Football Friday.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
The buffalo is near now. I can see the herd right over there.
Zips it along the sidelines, and it's intercepted by Travis Hunter, the second pick for the two-way star.
All you Bears out there.
Serving in the pocket, going deep, post round, wide open, touchdown, Monroe, the true freshman.
Valerie Nicolosi takes a shot, down the sideline, open catch, Ross Simmons, touchdown, Rams.
I want to be a cowboy, man.
Beasley, to the end zone, touchdown, Wyoming.
Barriers pitch, Eldridge, touchdown, and falls into the end zone.
Now, there's a horse.
It's second and goal, Wilson, Williams, Miners a block, Bulls a block, and that is a Denver touchdown.
Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Brady Hall.
Football Friday. Rocking and rolling today, my friends. I think I've said that three times today. Rocking and rolling. You say it like you're annoyed over there, Angel. You don't like rocking and rolling? You don't want to rock and roll?
Confirming your fact checking.
I did. It was my crutch today. But you know what, Angel? We are rocking and rolling. It's a big Friday, man. You've got.
Are you rock or roll?
You're rock, I'm roll. Yeah. No, don't take that as like, you're taking that as a negative. Fine, I'll be...
No, it's fine.
Fine, I'll be rock.
You roll a rock down a hill enough, it'll eventually become a sphere.
It's going to be a good Friday night, man. It's going to be a great Friday night. Got hoops. I got football.
We got NBA in-season tournament action. That's still going on.
No Nuggets, though.
No.
So they're getting a break from that.
They'll play on Tuesday.
Sunday or Tuesday.
The Clippers.
That's
the next tournament game.
Oh, boy. It's going to be wild. It's going to be exciting. Yeah, just it's all I care about is the Nuggets keep winning. And I'm glad they have a few nights off because Joker looked so tired the other night. So they don't play tonight. They don't play tomorrow, right?
No. And
play
I think
on Sunday.
He's going to be just out by the pool watching Pokemon or whatever he does.
Take some time off. Did you see like the horses. Reporter chick fall off of her chair?
Yeah.
And Joker's like, was Joker's laugh like not the most just genuine, joyful expression?
I don't think I've ever seen him that much, like, just enjoying himself that much.
You could see, like, his eyes were, like, they were like glass. He's like, what's going on? And then as you saw him realize, you see the smile start to form, and then he starts cracking up. Like, he was like a little kid opening up a Christmas present, man. We know what makes Joker tick, and that is physical comedy. You know, it's fall down, run into crap.
You know, maybe he's a pie-in-the-face type of guy.
I think he probably is. But no, I'm actually really looking forward to this Wyoming-UNLV game. I'm on the full watch here for Wyoming. I'm rooting for them, man. I know, Rams fans, you're mad about that. But I'm rooting for the Cowboys. Yeah, no, I want them to get into the Mountain West Championship. I do. Does that make me an enemy of the Rams? The game's over.
I mean, you were planning a trip to Wyoming earlier this week.
We still may need to do that. I text you. My wife was listening to the segment, and my wife loves this kind of stuff. The more like shady things sound, and like might need to get an investigator to check this out.
That sounds like a perfect weekend for you two.
So you're in on this, Angel. We've already said it over the air. If I do this, you're going with me.
I will babysit.
It's Brangel's day out. Brangel, how about that, dude? We could bust this thing wide open.
I kind of don't want to.
I don't want to either, man. But a great reporter. Is what we're going to turn into.
Good thing we're not reporters.
Well, that's what we're going to be now. You know, we bust this thing open. So where this Stallions, the building, we looked it up. We found like the map, the screenshot and everything. It's not in a, it's like in a weird strip mall kind of thing. And apparently like four of the other businesses around there have had issues too. Like they've been reported for weird dealings and the Better Business Bureau's turned them in. So like that whole strip of businesses in that building is not good. So don't, if you're going to Sheridan, Wyoming, that will stretch wherever this BC2 or whatever the hell it is, business is, Be careful. Be careful on that. Are we supposed to hear today about Michigan, by the way?
That's what I keep hearing. I heard there was supposed to be something yesterday. Now they're floating. There could be something today. There's pushback because, oh, you can't suspend them before a Penn State game. It's a big game. Don't cheat.
You can't suspend them like a day before the game, though.
Okay? Sure you can. They're ready to go. What more is he going to do to get them ready for
the
game?
See, and actually that would only – if they suspend him for next week would be bigger because he's not in the week game planning with them. So if they suspend him this week, you're right. They already got their game plan installed. They got to figure it out. They can do it.
It's going to be, do they want him for the Ohio State game?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Those of you that thinks that the NCAA is going to do the right thing and they discipline in a good way, no. Pay attention to how they do this.
Well, now they're kind of embracing the villain role, and now I want them to lose even more.
I don't know.
Get to be the Houston Astros. You just don't.
It's not as bad as the Houston Astros thing. They're banging on trash cans, giving you signals, pitching signals and all that stuff.
Pretty big controversy.
But we're seeing
the same stuff. They still get booed anywhere they go.
Yeah, they do. But they had stuff all over them, man. They
had buzzers, electronic
Things. Who was it that was like running home and he's like, don't hug me.
Altuve.
Yeah. He's like, don't hug me. No.
Don't rip my jersey off. There's a wire.
I've got wires.
What was that noise? Oh, I was just putting something in the trash can.
That is, again, what we're talking about with Michigan, at least what we know now, is what you legally can do, save for the way they got the information.
Yeah, just can't do it in person.
You just can't film it in person, but you can receive the tape and film and watch it on film.
Yeah, do your own research. Don't send Jesse Mustangs out there.
Old Jesse Mustangs and the running back for Michigan got a business together. See, did we hear any more about that? I haven't heard anything more. Did he get his name cleared?
He just kind of just said, I'm not affiliated with
him.
It? I don't like vacuums or something.
And that's all?
Roomba, apparently.
And that was enough.
He'll get a sponsor. He'll get an NIL deal with Roomba, and there you go.
Sign stealing is all the rage, man. It really is. Eastside Chris. How do you know this? Brady, Northern New Mexico plays tonight at Powerhouse Montana Tech. Northern New Mexico gets their second win? When did they win their first one? Now, I tried to click, Angel. Don't be careful. If you go to ESPN, you cannot click on Northern New Mexico.
Well, I'll just go to their website then.
Dude, I got to say, Northern New Mexico should be paying us. We've talked about them way more than we usually would an opponent of UNC that's a non-conference team. So they should be really appreciative of what
we
did. Who'd they beat?
They beat Oklahoma City University.
There we go.
OCU Stars. They won that 72-66.
Dang, that was a tight one.
Now they're at the Montana Tech
Griswolds.
Hammer and pickaxes?
The Nuggets?
No. I gotta see this mascot here.
The Miners. I bet it's the Miners. Am I right?
Probably that.
Is it the Miners?
They're the Ore Diggers.
Okay.
With Charlie Ore Digger as their mascot.
Let's go. I'm secretly becoming a Northern New Mexico fan.
Why not?
Yeah.
May be a Cinderella story.
Yeah, and then they'll come back to us and be like, you guys talked about us a lot. And we got a lot of recruits out of that. Thank you.
Montana for a couple of days. They got another back-to-back at Montana Tech, at Western Montana.
They're just going.
And the same complex, so you don't have to travel far.
Just stay there. Save money. Sleeping bags. That'd be kind of fun.
It's got to be a unique experience for that team.
I bet there's part of it that's kind of cool. Like, if you're a player
that knows
you're not going to play at that level,
go have fun.
Go have a blast, man. The 80s, the coach.
You're getting to see the country.
You're on a little bus, just driving around. Man, it's awesome. Eastside Chris says, which is nicer to travel in, Tanner's Rocky Short bus or the Northern New Mexico bus? I'd rather be on
the Northern New Mexico one probably runs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be on that one right now.
Doesn't need to push downhill.
Because that's an adventure. They're going on an adventure every day. Like, how cool is that? Every game is just like, hey, we're probably going to lose by 87, but we're all having fun, kind of. You know, it's a good time. Dixon chiming in about the Broncos. All I remember going in was we brought these linemen and P. Ryan in, and Williams will be back, and we are going to run Who's this we stuff, Dixon? Who's this we stuff? You can't jump on the bandwagon now that the Broncos beat your Chiefs. Yeah, there's no room on this bandwagon. Go back to your Taylor Swift and Britney and Chiefs Super Bowls.
Germany stuff.
Yeah, and all your championships and success. You can't get on this bus now. You know?
Is it a bus or a wagon?
The Broncos have upgraded to a little bit of a bus now. It's a little bit of a bus. A band bus. Not a bandwagon. Band bus. Yeah? No, what I was seeing from all this, Dixon, was that the Broncos were trying, Sean Payton was going to get Russell Wilson back to superstar form. That's what I was thinking, and I thought it was going to be a slow build with Javonte Williams to get back in the mix. So that's where I was. Still, I for one, think that they should make Javonte Williams their focal point. Absolutely. But who's gonna step up for this team if they want to salvage the season? Because it is still salvageable. They still have an opportunity to do this. But they're going to need the Jerry Judys of the world and the Cortland Suttons of the world to play like we think they're capable of playing. On those, if we're going to run the ball, if you're going to see this play action game and all that, you're going to have to see those guys step up when the opportunities arise. 17 minutes after the hour, Wyoming, UNLV tonight. It is must win for the Cowboys if they want to be in the mix for a Mountain West championship game. So we're going to talk to our guy, Ethan Bird, coming up. He's one of our Wyoming Cowboys insiders, so we're looking forward to that conversation, and that's coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. It's Football Friday, thanks to Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado. Thanks for listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Ethan Bird, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN-TV, talking about Wyoming and UNLV coming up tonight. And it's a must-win, really, if Wyoming, which they still have an opportunity to get into the Mountain West Championship game. They're going to need some help, and they need UNLV to lose, and they need to win. Luckily, they can kill two birds with one stone tonight. Ethan, big game coming up for the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, season-defining game. This is you know, last year it was the loss to Boise State. The people were looking back and went, "Well, that's where they lost the opportunity." And tonight is going to be UNLV. This is one where if they lose it, Pokes fans are going to point at that one and go, "What was up with that?" And if they win it and end up in the Mountain West Championship, we're going to look back and go, "That was the one." This late in the season, it's always good when you're playing meaningful football. But the Pokes, they've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, they need some things to happen, too, of course, when you look at Boise State and Fresno State needing some losses. But this is one of them that they need. They need UNLV to lose so they can go make a big push here if they can take care of it. But that's going to be easier said than done on the road. If this were at home, I think we'd all feel pretty good about this situation tonight.
Oh yeah, I mean, that just speaks to how great the war has been this year. They're undefeated at home, but that road record not looking too pretty. And Allegiant Stadium has been a very hard place for teams to play so far this year, and it's kind of a new place. Only the second time that Wyoming has ever played at Allegiant Stadium. They're going to have to get over those road woes, and big thing here is they've got to play that cowboy tough football against a very, very good offense.
Yeah, so how do they do this here? Obviously, we know what Wyoming can do. We know what they're all about. We saw it again on display in that border war last week. The Cowboys just keep making stops. They come up with big time turnovers. But what is the script for them? How do they get this dub and keep the conversation going, at least as far as getting them into a Mountain West championship game?
Well, we saw how important that turnover, winning that turnover battle was last Friday, but it's going to be even harder this Friday. Jaden Maeva has been very impressive this year. He's limited the turnovers, and his connection with Ricky White is very scary. It's going to be up to whoever the quarterback number one is. It's either going to be Ja'Cory or Colby. They've switched back and forth. Either are capable, but if you could take Ricky White out of the equation and force Maeva to go to his other wide receivers and get him out of his rhythm, get him out of his system, he has to be uncomfortable, and that comes down to coverage and then also the defensive line getting disruptive. And they haven't been as disruptive as we saw last year, so they're going to have to live up to the expectations that were set upon them at the beginning of the year. It comes down to disrupting Jaden Maeva.
Ethan Bird joining us, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN-TV. On the offensive side of the ball, you saw Harrison Whaley kind of get back into, you know, the swing of things. It was nice to see coming off the injury, a rough game against the Broncos. But 29 carries, I'd say he's healthy. 29 carries, 128 yards, flat out a workhorse, man.
Oh yeah, he put in the work in our post game show on Friday. Like when we talked to Harrison on Monday, you know, he had a great bounce back game. He went over 100, but you know what he's going to be most upset about? He didn't make it into the end zone. So he is, and that's when we talked to him on Monday. That's one of the first things he said. He was mad he didn't get into the end zone. He's going to be fighting to get into there. He is healthy, and that's absolutely pivotal for the Pokes. Is as we say it every week, it's a healthy Harrison Whaley. But I mean, the Rebels are only giving up 199 rushing yards a game. That's tied for 17th in the nation. So he's going to have his work cut out for him.
Yeah, if he can find a way. How much of a focal point will he be then? If we're looking at UNLV and saying their rush defense is, you know, not too bad here. What is the game plan there? Are we going to rely on Andrew Peasley to make some plays?
Well, I think Peasley has played. I mean, it's not saying much that he's playing better than he did last year, but he's playing leaps and bounds better that he did last year. I mean, his touchdown to turnover ratio is very good, 15 to 4. He's thrown for 1,100 yards, but one of the things that stands out the most is his leading wide receiver has less than 300 yards on the season. So Peasley is connecting with everybody in his receiving staff. So if Harrison is limited, it's going to come down to Andrew being good and distributing that ball so that they can get the run game going again. But we saw where that was a struggle against the Boise State game, when Boise State figured something out about slowing down Harrison, and nobody could get anything going. So it's also comes down to how disruptive UNLV is going to be on the defensive front.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge, no question about it tonight. I am excited about the Friday night thing, though. I mean, pumped for that. Some people love it, some people hate it. It just depends on who you ask.
I mean, it's 2 weeks in a row of Friday night football for the Pokes. Last week shined in their favor. Border War, primetime TV. That was very good. The only downside of this one is it kicks off at 8:45 p.m. Yeah, it's going to be a late night from Mountain West after dark.
Yes, it is, my friend. But I, for one, like with my schedule, with my situation, I love it. I'm all about myself on this stuff. So what works into my schedule, I suppose.
Yeah, when you got a 10 o'clock deadline, it's not very beneficial.
You might not even sleep, man. You never know. I mean, that's how these things tend to go. All right, so obviously Wyoming has to take care of business against UNLV. First off, do they do that tonight, Ethan?
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's so hard because, you know, my heart wants to say yes. My gut is reeling. Professionally, I really want to say yes because it's just good overall. But UNLV, they're probably, I mean, Coach Bull said on Monday, I think they're playing the best football in the Mountain West right now. They are, I mean, they should have beaten Fresno State if somebody didn't drop or tied it up with Fresno State if there wasn't a dropped wide open touchdown pass at the end of regulation. My heart wants to say yes, but unfortunately, Brady, my gut is going to say no.
Mm.
I think UNLV just has too much of an edge. Wyoming is going to play with that chip on their shoulder, which they always play better with that chip on their shoulder. But we've seen UNLV. They haven't really proven me very wrong yet this year.
Yeah, well, and then with that, I was going to ask you to take us through the rest of these games. But really, if Wyoming drops this one, I mean, that all but does it, doesn't it? Keep. I mean, I know they're going to play for a bowl, and they got their rivalry win, of course, against CSU. So they've got a lot of positives to take from the season. But unfortunately, a loss tonight probably keeps them out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would take some divine intervention for Wyoming to have a shot. But if they do win, I mean, they've got... If they take care of business against Hawaii and Nevada, it's still very much in reach. The number one spot, very tough. Air Force, I would imagine they bounce back. But Fresno State, they've got a bit of a cakewalk. I mean, San Jose State is actually favored somehow against Fresno State on Saturday. If San Jose State wins for the Pokes, that'd be great. But then that means that San Jose State and Wyoming are tied.
Exactly.
It's the Wild West, Brady. Mm-hmm. It's the Wild West. And at the end of the season, we're going to be looking at the mathematicians up in Colorado Springs going, what in the heck do we do?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. You're like, okay, we need San Jose State to win, but wait a second. What does that do? So I guess the way to look at it for Wyoming fans, you just root hard that the Cowboys win tonight and maybe some crazy stuff happens over the weekend.
Yeah, we say it every week. The Wild West gets wilder every year, but it'll be if the Pokes can do it, it would be one of the really great stories in college football this year. I really think it would be a special journey.
It really would be, man. Ethan, appreciate you as always, my friend. Love getting you on our Football Fridays each and every week, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Hopefully you're wrong, and Wyoming's still kind of in the mix.
I want to make it very clear to Pokes fans, I want to be wrong. It's not often I want to be wrong, but this is the one.
I love it, man. Ethan, appreciate you, my man. Have a good weekend, and be careful with this late-night game and everything.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Always a pleasure, Brady. Look forward to talking to you. Enjoy your weekend, brother.
All right, man. Weekend sports anchor and reporter Ethan Bird at KGWN TV. 33 minutes after the hour, we'll put the finishing touches on the games this weekend that we're looking at, and then I've got the picks coming up in the final segment of the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every day at 3 o'clock, enjoy Cable's Pub and Grill happy hour. It's the place, man. It's the hangout. I love it. I love going over to Cable's. So you guys should too. Delicious meals, great specials, excellent beer. We get to the point now where we just know people over there. It seriously is where my friends meet. That's Cable's Pub and Grill. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Who is under more pressure to go bowling this season? Coach Prime and his Buffs, Coach Prime in his first year with the Buffaloes, or Colorado State and Jay Norvell in his second year? And I think it's Jay. It's CSU, man. They got to do this. Prime, this is his first stint at this level, even.
Did Travis Hunter and Henry Blackburn go bowling?
They did go bowling.
So there you go.
Oh, so they're both going to go bowling.
Went bowling.
Do you think that was a sign that both teams will be going bowling and both teams will be going bowling against each other?
I think it's possible. That interaction and the drama that unfolded around it got a lot of attention. And I think a lot of people would... network people would want to say, hey, let's get that matchup in 10. Build up the Hunter versus Blackburn stuff, though it's dead.
We will air that hit 465 times. We will air the bowling night about 14 times. We will
They might mention it.
We'll mention it. We'll talk about Primetime's response to it. We'll talk about Norvell with the sunglasses. Oh, yeah, it's gold. We want that so badly.
In Los Angeles, or Dion thrives, sure. All the celebrities that will be at that game, they don't have to go too far.
I would love to see that. That would be an awesome way to finish the season.
Oh, yeah.
And the Rams got a chance to win a rivalry game. Because that wouldn't that count? Would that count sure. towards your rivalry record?
It would for the CSU fans. Yeah. You would be like, nah, that's a bowl game. It doesn't count.
Doesn't actually count in the regular season, but it counts. Does it like so? They're 1-19. Would they be 2-20 or whatever, or 2-19? Sorry, overall.
I think so.
You think you'd
go
there?
Is there a trophy exchange? Or
I don't think so. Not this time.
Maybe you should get one.
There is a Rocky Mountain Showdown trophy. So would they use this for the bowl game? I mean, it's not as cool as the boot, obviously. The boot's the big deal.
Well, then make a big deal about
it. Is this
it.
The big... Well, they because they don't play it every year.
Well, then you should.
They used to, but now they're getting away from it. Yeah, I agree. They should have made this thing monster.
There is a trophy for it.
Yeah, it's not as cool as the boot.
Big trophy.
Well, the boot's got the story. The story is the key. When it comes to cool trophy, or it comes to any trophy, I don't care how bad it might look, if it's got the story... It's good. So who's feeling the pressure the most? I think it's the Rams. Second year with Jay Norvell, and I know I didn't fall into the false hope and expectations for the Buffs. Now, I'll admit I shot a little higher. I did shoot for the moon. Not for the moon, but I said 6 wins, 6-7, which is technically achievable. They could win the next 3 games. The Buffs could. But they got to win 2 of the 3. Arizona and Washington State, because I think, you know, no, they're not beating Utah unless they get some kind of magic again that we saw. And in that magic they had against TCU proved a couple of things. Yes, CU is better than we thought, but TCU is much worse than we thought they would be. And we knew that. I mean, we knew after that game, we said, you know, is TCU going to not be – that's we're going to watch that. We're going to follow them now throughout the season and see, not really follow them, but at least see their record and go, okay, so CU beat a middle-of-the-road TCU team.
So it wasn't a shock-the-world upset.
It was at the time if they were ranked.
Oh, it's November.
You didn't like that, but it's true, Angel. It was a shock-the-world. They did shock the world. The world went nuts. They went nuts. Had they not beaten TCU like that, I don't think you'd see the viewers on that Rocky Mountain Showdown. That wouldn't have been like that. But it was that plus the Nebraska win. The Nebraska was nice, but TCU was in the national championship game last year. So it was.
Kinda.
They were.
They were there.
They were the other team in that game.
Yeah.
They were the other team in that game. So they were the second best team in college football last year. Well, that's how it goes, right?
Yeah. No, let's get Tulane in the playoffs so we can get another one of those games.
You got... the champ and then the person that lost to the champ. That's the second best team in college football. Isn't that how it goes? Miami Heat were the second best team in basketball last year.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You're with me
on
that.
Put it on paper, I guess it makes sense.
It's on paper. They went to the champ. They did what they needed to do and got in. And at the time, they were touted as, what, 17? They came in at 17 and CU, a one-win team. I know. Not the same players. Same program. Beat them. So it was a big deal. But then it turned out, you look back and you go, yeah, it really wasn't that big a deal. It was at the time. Now it's not.
Perspective.
Yeah, it changes as you go. And that's the beauty of college football, isn't it? It changes. Everything changes, man. It just, you go from the start of the season, you go 3-0, and the Buffs can do no wrong. And even the Rams, the way they contended with the Buffs, so they're going to turn it around. BFN was on with our boys at Ram Nation saying, we're gonna win the Mount West Championship this year. He said that shortly after the Buffs game. They felt that confident. I did too. But then you looked everything. You know, well, they beat an average TCU game. So really, you competed with the Buffs. That was great. But really, the Buffs are kind of more of a middle-of-the-road to bottom tier Pac-12 team. They have some weapons now. They do have some things going for them in Colorado. It's just protecting Shedeur Sanders is their biggest rivalry in sports.
Is he playing?
I don't know. I think
so. Is there
so.
A rule like you have to have a certain number of practices to play?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you can rest him. I mean, if not, you can suit him up and just have him jog, you know, and technically he practiced. I don't think so. I could be wrong on that one. But Shador has been sacked 46 times, an FBS worst for negative 422 yards, Angel. That is 115 behind the second worst sack in yardage team in college football, in the FBS. 115 yards separate them from the second worst yard loss sack team. Yikes. You gotta find a way. It's easier said than done. I understand that. But Angel, you know what their there's Ralphie, but you know what the mascot's name is?
Chip.
Why don't they chip? Why are they not chipping when they snap the ball, keep a running back in for two more seconds, and chip a blitzer? You don't see any chipping going on for the Buffs. And I know that sounds easy enough, but they don't do it. I don't ever see this team do it. They never bring back a running back to help protect Shador. There's never extra bodies on a delay, you know, a delayed route where they're picking up an extra block for either even a second or two more just to give Shador enough time. It sounds like I'm just saying, oh, it's easy to do this stuff. They don't even try it. They don't seem to do it at all.
No, I mean, so much to the fact that Shador got his car booted.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Can't even protect his own car.
Wait, did you see his car?
His Rolls Royce or whatever?
Oh, man.
Sure, it's beautiful with that nice boot on it. It's like a watch for the car.
Did he?
He'd flex that one.
How mad do you think he is about that?
That's fine. He probably pays off some official over at Boulder. Hey, you know whose car that is?
See, and I'll disagree. When it comes to the parking police at these freaking schools...
Oh, I'm paying thousands of dollars and I got to pay another $100 to park
here? The parking police, they don't care.
I have to pay $100 to get a parking pass to maybe park in a parking spot.
Correct. And if you pull in and don't have a parking pass, as soon as you get out of the car and take 3 feet away, step 3 feet away, their parking police are there. They're just like, beep, beep.
That's their quota.
They don't
have a job if they don't do it.
They cannot be bought. They cannot be bought and paid for.
Say, hey, here's some sideline passes for you. Want to watch Ralphie run up close? Here you go. Yeah. Just take the thing off the car.
We take parking seriously. We cannot go against our oath. We must give you a ticket. Can I tell you a secret that
I've done?
Apparently
the video has been taken off social media. Can't find it anywhere.
Of the car?
Mm-hmm.
They scrubbed it? Smitty says, moot point because CU isn't going to win six games. Probably won't win five. And yes, CSU feels more pressure because it's Jay's second season. Another text here, parking isn't an issue at Wyoming. You can tie a horse or a mule to a tree or fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parking, dude, you want to know what a secret that I've done? I have my CSU media pass. And I can't use it at CSU. I have to have a parking pass for CSU for the parking garage. But everywhere else I go, I just put the CSU media pass on my dash, even if it's not a CSU event. It's worked so far.
Right, well, now they know.
What are the chances the parking police is listening to this show?
You never know.
Now they're going
to
be looking.
They don't have to be listening. They could have a friend listen and say, hey, this Brady guy was talking about you.
He did this thing, man.
He may be up in Sheridan this weekend. Just be careful.
He's going to park illegally. Hey, if I get a ticket, I pay my ticket. So it's not like I'm doing anything illegal. You know, if I get the ticket, I'll pay it. And I'm supporting the school that I already supported for two stints. I am a two-time UNC guy. Yes, I went once, went to Ames, came back, finished up. So yeah, I supported you twice.
Would you drive that type of car if you were in college, or Rolls Royce?
No. And you wonder why
I don't mean this like insulting. It just looks like an older person's car.
No, I'd definitely drive that car. Like as a person, I don't care what
age. But if you were 20 years old,
I wouldn't want to have that nice of a vehicle while I was in college.
$400,000.
Yes, I wouldn't want to have that because that draws attention to me. And I don't know, maybe people steal stuff out of my locker room if I'm not there. Like that's sorry, but when you draw that and you send that flare up that I'm richer than hell, people pay attention to that. You know, they do. And so in college, you got to be careful. All right, Angel. The picks are coming up. I'm desperate. I'm needing some magic, some miracles. So we're going at it. this weekend. We start tonight, Friday night, Wyoming, UNLV. The picks are next.
Your home for UNC basketball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, before we do picks, the Big Ten, breaking news, Big Ten to ban Jim Harbaugh from the sidelines for the Wolverines' remaining regular season games, according to ESPN. Wow. Not a lot of time to react to that. We'll react to it at some other point, maybe Monday. Angel, go for it.
Starting off here with the picks, UNC at Northern Arizona. I like the Bears to win here.
Shocker.
CSU is going to cover against San Diego State. CU will cover against Arizona. They will not win. Wyoming will cover against UNLV. Air Force will cover against Hawaii. And the Buffalo Bills will cover against the Broncos.
Okay. Okay, here we go. It was 7, right? Buffalo and Denver. UNC, I love you. I don't love you to win. That's been my one saving grace. So UNC will lose to Northern Arizona this weekend. Tonight, Friday night football. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Ask me in 10 years if my kid's playing football, then maybe I won't. But right now, I'm happy. Guess what? Cowboys are winning. Cowboys are winning tonight. They're beating UNLV. They're going to keep their names in the mix for a Mountain West championship. Colorado State against San Diego State. They need to win them all. Jay Norvell says it's playoffs. I like the Rams to cover 3.5. I like them to win big. They're going to dominate. They got a pissed off Jack Howell, and I love it. Air Force, you are not happy about what happened against Army. You are 19.5 point favorites against Hawaii, and I think you cover that. I think you blow the hell out the doors against Hawaii. The Colorado Buffaloes are going up against a red, smoking hot Arizona team. They are ranked now, man. You're not covering 10. You backdoor a lot, but I don't think it happens this week. I think Arizona is a really good football team. Monday Night Football. Denver Broncos, Buffalo Bills. 7-point spread. Oof. Do they get smoked? Did the Broncos learn anything from their bye? Did the Buffalo Bills cover this thing? -7 are the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen and company, the one that got away, or whatever. I'm going to leave you with this. The Broncos are winning on Monday Night Football. Good night, Northern Colorado. Football Friday coming up at 5.